episode 158 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. And we hope that by tuning in for our weekly chats, it will help you push outside your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics. So if there's something you'd like to hear more about, please let us know. My name is Laura, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Donna, Lindsay, and Sandy. If you're looking for a beach vacation with a perfect mix of relaxation and activities with friendly locals and romantic resorts, look no further than St. Lucia. Known for its lush landscapes and the Piton Mountains, this Eastern Caribbean island has something to offer everyone. Sandy recently returned from visiting the Three Sandals Resorts on St. Lucia, and she has a lot to tell us. So let's get started. So Sandy, where did you start out?
So we stayed at the Grand St. Lucian, which I don't know if it's bigger than La Toque, but it's definitely one of the two big ones that Sandals has. The island is not very big, but it's very mountainous. So the airport is at the bottom of the island where the Pitons are, and the drive to our resort was about an hour and a half, but we got stuck in some rush hour traffic going through the town, so it was about 2 hours to get there.
Wow.
Yeah. And long, twisty roads, too. So if you are prone to motion sickness, you definitely want to take some Dramamine before you get on that.
So Amy just recently sent a group there, and they did helicopter transfers, so that's an option.
There were some people that did that. The helicopter was still about 15 miles from our resort, which was got stuck in that rush hour.
Oh, wow.
So even though the roads weren't so bad then, but they still had like a half-hour drive coming through town just because of the time that we landed there. But it seems like most of the planes all get there at the same time. So it was like 3:30. There were like three planes, a JetBlue, an American, a Delta flight, so... Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. But yeah, it was awesome. Loved the Grand.
So are you recovered from such a difficult journey?
Actually, I was a little bit surprised at how long the flight was from Atlanta, because I flew Delta and transferred in Atlanta, and it was like a 4.5 hour from Atlanta flight, which was longer than I was thinking it was going to be. So for three nights, that's kind of, it's a little far, mm-hmm. But it was a great island. I loved the island. The people were awesome. It was really
cool. So you were there for three nights. How long do you think you would want to stay to make it worth the flight if it weren't a work trip?
If it were me, I'd want five nights because I didn't get to really explore so much. And I would have liked to have done that. And that's kind of, I mean, that's further than like flying from Raleigh to LA, you know? So mm-hmm. you think about, I mean, you don't really change time zones, so that's good. But, mm-hmm. But yeah, it's kind of far down there. So
yeah.
And it's a cool island too. It's just there's stuff to do.
So. And you just went a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago. Yep.
And what were the temperatures then?
80s and raining. It was the rainy season, so we had it was raining the first night. Then the second day it was overcast when we were doing our site inspections, which was actually good because it wasn't so hot. And then the third day, which was our free day, it was nice and sunny, which was great.
Awesome.
So
yeah, nice.
Yeah. So a little bit of showers, but it wasn't like it was raining the whole time. So
and just to clarify, because this thing will be out forever on our website. So you traveled in October.
I traveled at the very end of September, like September 29th. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, and through October 2nd.
So and we just had a couple of hurricanes come through. But St. Lucia mm-hmm. did okay.
They did okay. Sandals had, they had this like dock that had some fire pit seating at the end of it, and that got messed up. But that was the only thing on their three resorts that got messed up. So they were really lucky. They, mm-hmm. Yeah, they were spared. So it was good.
So you stayed at the Grand, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they're building a new one too. They're building another Sandals on off the side of the Grand. It's going to be a smaller resort. Oh. So, and the Grand has over the water bungalows. Oh. So, there's a lot of, I mean, they had all the really special rooms you see in the Sandals commercials. They had it all in St. Lucia. They had the rendezvous.
Like, they have the sky suites there too,
yes,
don't they?
At La Toque, they had the sky suites.
The millionaire.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. They also have the grand and over the water wedding chapel that holds 40 people, which is really cool. I mean, it was gorgeous. It's all white and you walk in and they have like glass sections of the floor so you can see the ocean, but it's all windows in the front. So your views from like when your guests are sitting there looking at you guys getting married, it's the mountains in the background and it's really pretty. Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's such a cool island. It's very, you know, mountainous, but when we were snorkeling, we could see these huge boulders in the water, and like you just got the feeling that you could see it rising up out of the, you know.
It's volcanic, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's very cool.
Well, St. Lucia is actually known for their diving.
Yeah. Yeah, and Sandals, the diving is included, so it's a great, if you're certified, it's a great value. And they have a golf course. Lautaque has a golf course, and that's included, too, so.
And this is actually a good time to say, if you're not certified, they do have classes, but you need to have been on the property for 48 hours before you can take the class, at least, because of the medical clearance and all that. So if you plan on diving, but you're not a diver, you want to make sure your stay is long enough that you can do
right.
that.
Yeah, and you can't leave for a certain amount of time either because mm-hmm. of the pressure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the changes in the pressure. Yeah.
So one of the things I loved about seeing your video, Sandy, that I didn't realize is that the over-the-water bungalows also have, like, I mean, you can get right to the water, but you also have, like, a little pool there too, right?
Yeah, there was a little, like, small plunge pool kind of area. And yeah, steps down to the ocean so you could jump right in the water. There was this really cool hammock that you could lay out on. Yeah, it was really gorgeous. They have special special menus for room service for out there. So very cool.
So with Sandals, with the three properties there, if you stay at one, you have privileges at all three, correct?
Yes.
And that's true if you stay at any of them. Yes. Or is there one that doesn't allow you to hop to the others?
Nope, you can go to all three. Yeah. Halcyon is the smallest, but they have that, they have a special restaurant out on the end of the pier that was being refurbished when we were there. So that's the one that's why you would go there if you weren't staying there. It's kind of just go to that restaurant. Do you remember what it was called, Lindsay?
I think it's Gordon's, and I didn't eat there when I...
It wasn't Gordon's, because they had Gordon's at Le Grand. I can't remember the name of it. I don't think I wrote it down either, but...
I know I ate there, but it was years ago. And yeah. There was no... that was before the Over the Water Chapel was out in Le Grand, because I was not there when I was there.
Yeah, that's...
I think that's new. Fairly new, yeah. I remember hearing about that in the workshops.
So, yeah, it's very new.
Yeah. So how many... How many overwater bungalows are there?
I feel like there were 12, maybe. It's between 12 and 20. I want to say 12, though. There was not a lot. And then the chapel is at the end of that section, so you could walk over there. It's not like people stop you if you're not staying there. But you wouldn't really go over there unless you were getting married or something. But, yeah.
How far apart are the resorts from each other?
So... I would say it's about, because the roads are so curvy and mountainous, I think it took about 45 minutes to get to Lautaque, and then we passed Halcyon. So we went from Grand to Lautaque, and then we hit Halcyon on the way back. So at least 30 minutes between them, I would say, and you're on Caribbean time. They have like a schedule for the shuttles to go back and forth if you want to go and do all that, so... Just have to kind of check with the schedule when you get there and see about where you want to go.
So you talked a little bit about the Grand and the overwater bungalows and the wedding and stuff. So why would you want to stay at Halcyon or at Lautaque? What are the draws there?
So Lautaque has the golf course on site. It's mountainous. It really reminded me a lot of Ochi in Jamaica. And that's where the Millionaire Suites are, the sunset views and stuff. It's... I really like Lautaque. Lautaque was, I think, my favorite. I don't know.
What is a Millionaire Suite, Sandy?
It's a humongous, it's kind of like an apartment. It was like two stories. You went into like this living room area and it had a nice little, like balcony area that you could walk out on, and you're up on the bluff. You have to walk up this really steep hill to get to them, and there's only like four. Or they'll take you in a golf cart if you want.
It's Butler level, right?
It is so, Butler. Yeah. Yeah. It's their like most, their highest level of suites. And so on the top level, you have like the living room area and the like outside deck. And then whenever you go down the stairs, that's where the bedroom is. And there's another patio area outside too with like bathtub. Like there's, they put a tranquility tub outside and, you know, they have curtains and stuff. So you have some privacy, but just gorgeous, stunning views.
Although when you're up that high, can anybody see it anyway?
I don't know. I mean, maybe somebody on a boat that has a telescope. I don't know. I mean, there's four of them. So you would, you know, there's people, there are
next
people
door
there. Yeah. So, yeah, but it was pretty cool. Yeah, I really liked it. It was just really pretty. And they also have, I wouldn't say it's a very accessible resort because it's so mountainous, but they do have one building that has elevators in it. So you definitely would have to see what people exactly needed, in terms of accessibility.
So how is beach there? Because obviously the Grand has some beach area if they have overwater.
The Grand has the best beach. Yeah, Latak, you know, I'm not a real beach person. Right. I'm more of a pool person. Yeah. I mean, there's a small beach area, so it's definitely, you know, you definitely get that aspect of it. But yeah, if you're going for beach, the Grand has the best one.
So. I'm actually going on resort tours this weekend, and I'm bound and determined to go to the beach because I never look at the beach.
Like, I tell people, I'm like, make sure I go out there. Yeah, I have to walk on the sand, but I don't always do it.
So then what about Halcyon?
Is it a good swimming beach or a good walking beach?
More swimming. I mean, the water there's nice, and it's not like it's really rough or anything. There's just small sections. So St. Lucia has a lot of like sheer cliff. Like, so there's not, I mean, you'll see like a really pretty beach and then right beside it, you'll see like just cliffs, you know? So it's not like it's miles of beach, like Negril or something. So yeah, you definitely are only going to be like in that one section of beach.
So you're saying it's not like Myrtle Beach?
It's not like Myrtle Beach where you can just walk and walk and walk. No, definitely not. Yeah.
I think that's why I like the Grand better, because it did have the best of the three beaches. Halcyon had a very small, from what I'm remembering, very tiny area for beach. And then it's Kelly's Dockside is the rest.
That's it. Yeah. Oh. There you go. Yeah, that's kind of unique to that resort. I don't think there's another. Well, there's not another one in St. Lucia.
So is Halcyon, I know it's the smallest one. Is that an all butler?
Nope. It only has 16 butler.
It's the cheapest of the three.
It's the cheapest. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's got. So. All the rooms at Halcyon are the same. They are all just regular rooms. There's no, like, one-bedroom suite with a living room or anything like that. The difference is the club-level suites are going to have the tranquility tub, and the butler suites are going to have a little pool outside.
Okay.
But besides that, the room itself is going to all be the same.
We stayed at Grand when I was there, too, but I was not. Halcyon's not my favorite. It was a little small.
Yeah, it's the smaller one. But they're the only rooms with the shower tub combo if you want that. Which is kind of, I don't know.
That doesn't appeal to me.
I didn't have a tub in my room at the Grand. I had just a shower and it was one of the redone rooms because it was, you know, the bathroom had like the backlit mirror and stuff. So I could tell it was one of the newer ones, but,
Did you go to both of the big pool areas at Latak? Because there's that one that's kind of up past the, I don't know if it's Soy or if it's the other restaurant. You got to walk up the hill past the restaurant, and then there's this big, huge, quiet pool area. I think it's the most famous picture of Sandals Latak. Like, if you, like, that's the picture of that pool. But it's not the main pool that everybody goes to. Did you go up there?
Yeah. I'd have to look back through my, I mean, I have albums of all the resorts on my Facebook page.
Did they I'll have to like stalk your pictures, but yeah. I thought when I was there, they were talking about putting in those, the infinity pools on the side over there. And I was just wondering if
that's like the sky suite kind of style.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I don't remember seeing infinity pools up above like the first level. I remember, there's walkout pools, I think. But I think Latak was the one that had like waterfalls in the pools, and like maybe two stories. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
I'd have to look and see back at my pictures. I should have looked at them before.
So the Grand had the sky suites with the glass sided infinity pools off the rooms, right? I thought you said that. Yeah. You said they had the sky suites.
I don't remember.
I might be thinking of the ones that are in Antigua.
Yeah,
this is the thing about sandals. You really need a professional travel agent who can look this stuff up.
Yeah, I think the sky suites are unique to Antigua or Grenada. I think it's, or Grenada,
maybe.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So much. That's why it's like the most, one I could tell you the most about for sure is the Grand, because I stayed there for 3 nights. You know, it's like, that's where it comes in handy to actually take some extra time.
So let's talk about food and more importantly, beer. Did you try the Guinness? I sent you on a mission. You didn't. I can see on her face. She didn't try the
I drank the Piton beer the whole time, which I really liked. It was much better than Red Stripe.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. Yeah, they had the Jerk Shack, which I love. They always have that, the brick oven pizza out by the pool, which I didn't get to try because I was eating the jerk chicken instead. But it was so quick, you know, it was so good.
You're eating jerk chicken instead.
Yeah, well, they started to put those at all the resorts because people like it so much, you know?
Yeah.
And,
it kind of surprises me that they haven't had it in the past. I mean, it's a Jamaican brand. You would think that that would be the first thing they would do is put in a Jerk Shack.
Yeah. Right? Well, I think that some of them had them, mostly in Jamaica maybe, but, I was glad to see it.
Did you go to the Bombay or the Indian?
No, but the people who did said it was really good. What they did do though, that when we were doing the tour, at the Grand, the Bombay and soy and the teppanyaki are all combined. It's like in one big area. So when we went outside of that, they had all this these like samples, tasting sizes there for us, which were really good. So I did get to try that, but I didn't actually eat at that one. I ate at Gordon's on the pier. It was really good.
Yeah, I would have to choose that as well.
Yeah.
Did you try any of the Robert Mondavi wine?
Well, yeah, they had a bottle in my room with my name on it, which I actually brought home. And then I met this other travel agent who didn't drink, and she was in a club level room, so she gave me the wine with her name on it and the wine out of her refrigerator. So I came home with three bottles of wine. And my kids were like, "Oh, so you went from stealing all the shampoos to stealing all the wine?"
Moving on.
I was just
going to say,
you brought them to me while you didn't remember where anything was.
Now. Yes. Yeah, right.
So you brought a bottle of Chardonnay home for me, right?
Well, whatever I brought home is not still around. So
she drank it for you as well. She brought it home for you, and then she drank it for you.
Chris drank it. He's, you know, I don't usually bring him stuff home, so I'm like, look what I brought you, 3 bottles of wine. Yeah.
That is one of my favorite things about all-inclusive resorts is having, whenever I say I have to be at a level where there's alcohol in my room, it doesn't have to be liquor, but I just love having a bottle of wine in there so that when I'm putting on my makeup, getting ready for dinner, whatever, I can just pour myself a glass of wine. I love that. And I miss it when I'm on cruises. I like, then I have to go to the bar.
I like to have beer in my room, but sandals, if you don't stay club level, you don't get alcohol in your room.
And I'd love to take it home with me.
I mean, you couldn't have taken the liquor because it all had the stoppers in it, but you can take the wine and stuff.
Well, I've actually never had because they won't give you a new bottle of wine until you finish the first bottle, or at least until you're almost finished. And it's hard. I mean, as much as we joke about drinking, I don't drink a whole bottle of wine, you know, when I'm working.
That's funny.
Like
one of the agents I met was like, yeah, I'll take it home. She's like, no, it's gone.
It's gone. But mine's open, so I can't, I can't pack it.
Yeah.
If you're not happy with what's in your fridge, they'll bring you what you want. Because I wanted Chardonnay the whole time. Every time I've gone, I love the Chardonnay.
Yeah, because usually it's champagne in the fridge, isn't it? They don't usually give you the white wine.
They give us a white wine.
Red and white, but it's the Chardonnay. I don't know if it's all the times I've stayed that it's been hard to get, but I figured out I just ask, and then there's like 4 bottles of Chardonnay.
Nice. There you go.
Excellent.
Awesome. So you might want to think about like packing or bringing a suitcase that you're going to check.
And so then you said you were at an entry level room. Were there other people on the trip who had butler level rooms? Did they talk about their butler service?
Nobody I talked to had butler, but some people had club level with like a swim out suites and stuff where they could just walk out. And if you had that kind of room where you just walk out and you can be in the pool, you had these little floaties like rafts there that you could just lay on and have your beer.
It's nice.
Is there room service for all the rooms?
There's room service for club and butler.
And club is only till like 10 p.m. or something like
that? Yeah, it's limited. Yeah. And it depends, too, because you gotta, I think there's some of them that don't have room service for club, too, so it depends on the resort. You'd have to know about that, because, but then, you know, it's really not hard to find food. yeah. Every time. I mean, it just kind of depends on if you want to walk to the restaurant or not. Where I was staying, I had views of the Atlantic Ocean, which I didn't realize till the next day. I just knew I saw water. But yeah, so it's at the where the Grand is, it's at the top of the island. So on one side, it's the Atlantic, and on the other side, it's the Caribbean Sea. And the Caribbean Sea is where the nice, calm beach is. The Atlantic Ocean side is very rocky and wavy and choppy and stuff. So you can't
swim. It's a different view, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you can't swim with it. But yeah, so, yeah.
So you said you ate at Gordon's, but you were there three nights. So where did you eat the other two nights?
So the first night, I ate at the Barefoot on the Beach, which is their kind of casual restaurant. And then the second night was Gordon's. The third night, they had a reception for us.
Oh, okay. So it's a private event kind of thing.
Yeah. So, and they told us to go out after and party at the resort. And I was asleep, like dead asleep by 10 o'clock. It's like,
yes.
I know.
You're such a party animal.
Yes, exactly. Right?
I know. I make it sound like I'm this party chick, but not anymore. Yeah. I was tired, but
I've been on the beach all day.
Those days, you'll be going to bed at 8:30. That's right. Those days are long. That is me too. I'm very tempted to stay out, and then by 8:30, I'm like, eh.
Well, I had gone up early and gone hiking. There's so outside of the Grand, there's a national park area called Pigeon Island right beside it. And you have to leave the property and you'd let the security guard know you're leaving. But basically you walk over and you have to pay, I think we paid like $8 to get into this national park. And it's got an old fort there and you can hike all over it and you hike up to the top of this mountain and stuff. So I had done that with another travel agent that morning. And then I had like 6 or 7 beers and then we went snorkeling. Then I had like 6 or 7 more beers. So, you know, it's like, I just had a long day.
I was tired too after all that beer, actually. Now we understand.
Yeah, right. But then the cool thing too about the reception is they bring in, you know, they have like local talent that mm-hmm. comes in and does some really cool like dancing and costumes and stuff like that. So it was cool. And they also got us a party bus to go down to Rodney Bay, which is, like if you were staying there, not on a resort, if you just went to go get like a apartment or something, it's like basically through town. And, it was cool cause the party bus was playing music and we had rum punch and, like all the locals, it was a Sunday night, but all the locals were like dancing when we came by and stuff. It's very cool, very laid back vibe. The people there are really nice. And then when we went, we were supposed to go to see the sunset, but some of the agents were late. And so, so we missed the sunset and then, so we just kind of got out and stood on this beach in the dark and there were some locals there swimming and stuff. And then we took a picture and got back on the party bus and went back to the reception. So it was a nice idea, but you know, it was okay.
So I knew you were going to climb that mountain.
Oh yeah.
When I was there, I was like, you can look up and see like down the path. I don't know if it's still like where the path or the, to where mm-hmm. you go to the spa.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can look up and you see, and I remember like, they're like, oh yeah, you can go, if you want to go for a walk, you can go hike up there. And I remember just looking up and then looking at the path to the spa, and I'm like, I'm going to go
by the pool and have a beer.
I will say it totally beat going to the gym and getting on a treadmill for sure. So it was cool. And it, you know, it had like all these different little landmarks and you could read about the fort and how the British were fighting off the French or whatever, you know, like it was really cool.
How long a hike is it?
Oh, it's not that bad. It's pretty vertical. So, I would say it took about 30 minutes to get to the top of the fort.
Selling
this. Well, okay, so you know,
vertical doesn't really appeal to me.
Well, we did have to kind of stop and catch our breath a little bit, and it's rocky, and you have.
But even with that, it was only 30 minutes.
We were over there in that area for 2 hours, but we weren't climbing straight up for 2 hours. And we passed other couples that were like wearing flip-flops and stuff, you know, so, which I thought was a poor choice of footwear, but they were doing, of course, they were in their 20s, so, you know, they could do that.
There's still lots of poor choices to make.
There's some mountain goats, you know?
It's starting.
Yeah, I mean, Owen could have run up that thing.
Sandy, you went to Pigeon Island.
Yes.
You did the party bus. Did you do any other excursions?
No, and there was a catamaran cruise, like a full-day catamaran that I didn't realize there was a sign-up for, or it might have been full before I got there. The agents that did that, it was a 7-hour tour, and they started off on a boat, but they stopped at some other historic sites and got to see like an old house and all this stuff. But they were really going all the way down to where the pitons were. And there's some mud baths down there that are supposed to be really therapeutic because the minerals and the mud's supposed to be like 100 degrees. And you get in and you get mud all over you and you do like body art and all this stuff. And then there's a waterfall that's cold. So you plunge into that to get like the invigorating, and then on the way back, it's
an excursion right there.
Yeah,
I was like, I know, right? I know.
When they said hike up the mountain, Lindsay and I will be in the mud pit.
When they said 7-hour boat ride, I was like, I don't know about that. But then, yeah, when I heard about how cool it was, and this is one of those things that if you're in St. Lucia, this you want to do this, you know, this excursion. So I wish I could have done it, but I missed the opportunity. So I hiked instead. And it was good. And the snorkeling was great too. And if you are staying there, you can snorkel every day if you want. They, you know, you just have to go sign up. And you know, they had the stand up paddle boards and the Hobie Cats and all that kind of stuff. So
I love the Hobie Cats.
Yeah.
I haven't done that.
So definitely a water sport place. I mean, like you could.
They had all that stuff.
Catamarans and everything.
Yeah. And there's also other. Like anything motorized, like if you see jet skis and stuff, that's not sandals, it's not included, but you can go do that too, you know, so that's just, and then the first night we were there, I didn't do this, but I found out some other agents did, when you go off of the resort, like if you were walking over towards the Pigeon Island, the locals have a party like every Friday night. It's like a dance party. So a bunch of the agents went over there and were partying with the locals, and they said it was really fun and everybody was really welcoming and super nice. And so
yeah, cool. That's what we did that at Sandals Barbados. There's every Friday night, there's a fish fry in the town next, cool. And they'll do shuttles that, you know, you can arrange it during the day. And it's like the thing to do. Like I felt like the whole resort emptied out and went. And I actually almost chickened out because I didn't know anybody. And I, you know, going to a street party by myself,
right.
The introvert that I am, I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah. But if it had been like, well, and this was kind of the younger crowd that went and did this, but, so it might've been something I'd have done when I was in my 20s, but I didn't know about it till the next day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it would have been cool.
Yeah, well, if it was right across the street, I totally would have done it. Because then
it was right next to, I mean, it wasn't even across the street. It was like you walk off of the property and you're there.
There it is, yeah.
And lots of people had horses. You know how, like, you see goats and stray dogs and stuff in the Caribbean a lot? There were a lot of horses just tied up. And then we would see people just riding on bareback. And they're just, like, getting around on their horses. And we're like, okay, that's cool.
Well, that's kind of a nice, I don't want to say selling point, but a nice thing to bring up to people, because a lot of times it's all inclusive. You're not close to doing something with the locals. So the fact that this has, you can do a little bit of that local flavor without worrying about where you are is a really nice option for folks, you know, to immerse themselves in the local culture a little bit.
Yeah, it was very cool. And I never felt unsafe. And it was really, when we were leaving, we saw the celebrity Equinox ship docked in port. It was in port. So the port is not far from where we were staying. So, if you're ever just there for a day, you could do that mud bath tour and stuff.
When the cruise ship was in port, did it feel more crowded or did they?
Well, that was the day we were just taking our shuttle back to the airport.
Oh, okay.
Which is a 2-hour ride. And you go, yeah. So, yeah, but it was pretty cool.
So 10 out of 10 would recommend?
Yeah, I would recommend. I really like St. Lucia. It kind of reminded me of Jamaica, but I mean, it's just a little further, you know, it's like a little bit more longer to get there, but it was cool.
And it is one of the islands that suffered very little damage from the hurricane.
Yeah.
So if you're worried about that, that's a, yeah.
I think my kids would like it. Like when I was hiking that mountain, I know my son would love that, and the snorkeling, you know, they would love that. So
there aren't as many family-friendly resorts on St. Lucia, though. It's a small island.
Yeah.
I mean, I've searched for them before. There's some. I mean, they're there, but Sandals is, of course, adult only. So
yes, Sandals is couples only and truly romantic. They hammered that into our heads during our marketing training. Couples only. You're never going to find double beds, and you know, it's always going to be king beds. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yep.
Well, that's our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on the episode, or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com. Then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/outlanderpodcast. Or just search for Fly Away. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Lindsay, Sandy, Elizabeth, Donna, and myself, Laura, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel. And we'll see you next week. Gotta fly!